This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Bikaner in Rajasthan today, from where he will lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 26,000 crore rupees. The projects include railways, roadways, power, water and new and renewable energy sectors. During his visit, the Prime Minister will also inaugurate 103 redeveloped Amrit stations in 86 districts across 18 states and union territories. Now we go over live to Anand Kumar for the latest update. Anand, please tell us about the significance of the Prime Minister's visit to Bikaner and what main projects the Prime Minister will inaugurate. Two delegations under India's aggressive global campaign to further expose Pakistan-sponsored terrorism, which embarked yesterday, have reached their first country as part of the scheduled tour. The all-party parliamentary delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha has reached Japan. The delegation met with the Indian ambassador to Japan, C.B. George, there. Sharing a social media post of the Indian Embassy in Japan, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal informed that the all-party parliamentary delegation was briefed by Ambassador C.B. George on Japan's specific approach to engagements, setting the context for a strong messaging of India's fight against terrorism. Another delegation led by Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde arrived in Abu Dhabi this morning as part of India's global diplomatic initiative to highlight its counter-terrorism efforts and to brief the international community on Operation Sindoor. The delegation was officially received by Ahmed Mir Khoury, member of the Federal National Council of the UAE and Indian ambassador to the UAE, Sanjay Sudhir. Former U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton has said that India is fully justified in taking self-defensive action against terrorist targets in Pakistan following the deadly terror attack in Pahalgam that claimed 26 lives. Speaking to a private news channel yesterday, Bolton stressed that Pakistan must take responsibility for controlling terrorist activities within its borders, warning that failure to do so could lead to serious consequences. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met Denmark's Minister for Industry, Business and Financial Affairs, Morten Botskov, in Copenhagen yesterday. They discussed deepening existing areas of cooperation and exploring new possibilities. The External Affairs Minister also met Denmark's Speaker Søren Gade. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar appreciated his solidarity as India resolutely combats terrorism and valued his sustained support for building India-Denmark relations. To our correspondent, hello. Anand Kumar, for the latest.
Hello.
Minister's visit to Bikaner. Anand, please tell us how significant this visit is and what the main projects the Prime Minister will inaugurate are.
Hello.
Anand, I'm afraid we could not get the update from you because of a technical issue. Moving on, in Jammu and Kashmir, an encounter broke out between security forces and terrorists in a forest area of Singpura Chatru in Kishtwar district this morning. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that, as per reports, contact was established with terrorists after a joint team of police and army launched a cordon and search operation in the forest area between Shari and Mandral Dhok area on a specific input. Two to three terrorists are believed to be trapped in the woods. The exchange of fire is going on and more details are awaited. Two people were killed in Delhi yesterday after a major storm hit the national capital in the evening. The Delhi Fire Service is informed that the department received around 60 calls pertaining to the collapsing of houses, uprooting of trees and electric poles. The strong winds also damaged vehicles and affected traffic movement, Delhi Metro and flights. And that is the end of this news bulletin.